Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I've got two guests with us. John Lee, who's VP of Operations and Advanced Technology Solutions Group at APRO, and Alan Snavely, Associate Director of the San Diego Supercomputer Center at UC San Diego. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alan and John, I know that the topic today is a new supercomputer that UCSD is deploying. And what I wanted to start with is just a description of the San Diego Supercomputer Center and the purpose of this center and why computing is so important in terms of delivering more performance for the scientific exploration that you guys are undertaking. Alan, do you want to take that one?
Sure. The San Diego Supercomputer Center is a National Science Foundation-funded supercomputer center on the campus of the University of California, San Diego. And its mission is to make available compute resources to scientists from all over the U.S. and even some international collaborators. Scientists write proposals to get time on the machine, and they're studying all kinds of interesting science problems, things like near-Earth object tracking, the search for new asteroids and that kind of thing, genomic sequencing, weather, just all kinds of applications. The Gordon system that's based on the APRO designed Intel offering is a data-intensive supercomputer, so it's designed particularly for those science problems that have to come through and mine a whole bunch of data to try to fit a scientific hypothesis to the data or just figure out what the data means.
What is it that drives the performance differentiation? And with application performance differentiation, what are the scientists able to do that they weren't able to do with the previous generation of supercomputer?
Well, as we start looking at what is the limiting factor for many science problems today, it's really the rate at which you can access your data. So it's how fast can you get your data off the disk, how fast can you pull it up into main memory and cache and do processing on it. So in building and designing this system with APRO, we were looking at a system that could really move data and process that. Really means we're looking at the lower levels of the memory hierarchy. You know, how much memory does each node have? How much cache does it have? And what are the bandwidths and latencies of those different levels? Those are the differentiating factors with the Sandy Bridge and the Gordon supercomputer.
Now let's turn to you, John. What was the partnership like with working with Intel and taking advantage of the capabilities in Xeon E5? And what has APRO done to deliver the best solution possible for a high-performance computing installation like what UCSD is trying to accomplish?
APRO has been working with Intel for a very long time. We leverage x86 technology and other compelling technologies that are provided by Intel. From a very early design stage, we had a lot of input into the engineering team at Intel to develop platforms, to develop motherboards, to define and refine specifications that we would use to build our total solution package. So with the Sandy Bridge processor, the E5-2600 series, not only were they able to provide AVX, which is an advanced vector extensions, to pretty much double the floating point performance of the processors, but they also increased the number of memory channels, so we would have more memory I.O. into the system. And also, with the Sandy Bridge processors, for the very first time, Intel integrated the next generation PCI Express I.O. hub right into the processors, thereby taking away some additional latency and providing incredible I.O. capability. So we took that building block and we built a total solution around that package and packaged it as an ExtremeX supercomputer. And utilizing some of those I.O., we were able to do things like multiple rails of InfiniBand, multiple rails of Ethernet, so that we can get data in and out of these machines faster to support the requirements of a lot of these scientists that Alan has been talking about.
Why is memory scaling and I.O. throughput and latency concerns so important? And why do these advancements have specific relevance for high-performance computing?
When you have a tendency to focus on only one aspect of a high-performance computing problem, then you have an unbalanced system. I think Seymour Cray, inventor of supercomputers, had mentioned that the best supercomputers are ones that are balanced in its performance. A good analogy would be, let's say you are a bodybuilder. If you only exercise, let's say, your upper portion of your body, then you have like an Arnold Schwarzenegger top, and then you have these skinny legs. You won't even be able to stand up. So much focus has been on speed of the processor and floating operations. If you can't get these data in and out of the machine, then you have a lot of lost cycle in the processor. So you pay for a very fast processors but that processor isn't really getting significant work done because the system itself is not balanced. So when we set out to build this Gordon Scalable supercomputer for San Diego, and we designed this with San Diego, balanced system architecture was an area that we heavily focused on.
Now, Alan, do you want to comment at all about the, when you look at the applications that you're running on these supercomputers, what kind of results are you seeing in terms of the increased capabilities for network bottlenecks?
We had a target of trying to hit 200 teraflops, and we wanted to do it with just 1,000 nodes. And at the time, there was no way to do that economically except for this E5 or Sandy Bridge approach. We actually reached 286 teraflops, so we well exceeded the original design point. Another issue was memory bandwidth, absolutely critical for scientists to be able to ship the data in and out. Our target performance for this was 60 gigabytes per second per compute node. We actually hit almost 67 gigabytes, so 10% more. Going down the list, because of the great PCIe and the Gen 3 and the lowered latency, we were shooting for a maximum interconnect latency across this torus of 2.5 microseconds. We actually achieved 1.44 microseconds, 1.44, and so, you know, dramatically lower than even the original target. Really, in almost every respect from the low-level metrics, the system exceeded the original design point because the processor is ultimately built by Intel was actually, you know, better than originally advertised 2 years out.
Fantastic. Well, John, why don't you tell the audience where they can find out more information about APRO's solutions, and if they want to contact you about evaluating a solution, where would they go?
APRO.com is a great place, great resources for you to download information about our products. There's a lot of videos and a lot of white papers that you can take a look at, and there's a lot of specifications on our products. It also has email contacts and telephone numbers. So talk to our knowledgeable sales staffs and our system engineers, and they'll be happy to put together a custom solution for your unique problems.
And Alan, if anybody online wants to listen a little bit more and hear more about what the San Diego Supercomputer Center is researching and what you're doing with computing, do you have any place to send them?
The website is www.sdsc.edu. We're educational, not a commercial. You know, I just wanted to sort of back up what John was saying about the customization that comes with APRO. In high-performance computing, there's a lot of churn about custom versus commodity. You know, with some companies really pushing on trying to do customized hardware and some people just pushing vanilla clusters. APRO, in my opinion, really hits the sweet spot. We were able to make a completely customized design out of completely commodity parts. And I would really argue that's the future of high-performance computing. What you want to do is you want to take the commodity parts that are out there and assemble them in a unique way that fits your workload, and that's what APRO helped us do, and that's one of the things I think was neatest about working with them.
Well, that's a very good point and a great way to end the interview. So thanks very much for coming on the program, and congratulations on the launch, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.